You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business. What's up, believers? All right, so I'm going to tell you something that's really, really important in regards to money and business. It doesn't matter what your business is. You have a presence online. It doesn't matter what your service is. It doesn't matter what your business is. This concept can help you to make more money, and it's very simple. It's basically that competitive intelligence or reverse engineering what others are doing in your market is so important. It's the key to really making money at all. Definitely online, because online things change very quickly. And we're going to go over a couple of tools right now just to help you very briefly. But it doesn't matter if you use these tools or not, because there are other tools available. The idea is that you want to find out where your competitors are getting traffic from, how much they might be paying for it, how much their products cost, what their conversion rates might be, and all of that information, not to copy them, but just to be aware of maybe their business model. So if you have something similar, you know what you're going to have to do to realistically compete and make money. And this can apply, it doesn't matter if you're small, big, you can apply this to the smallest service. You're always just wanting to see the details of what other people are doing, just so you know how to make things better or how to improve or how to create something similar but different, you know, to give you ideas. So actually, I'm going to give you a few things, and some of you might know a couple of these, but it's just really, really important to keep these in mind. So the first one is just SimilarWeb. And SimilarWeb at SimilarWeb.com is market intelligence solutions to track your market share. And you can see at the top on YouTube here, for those watching the video here, you can enter a website. So you might enter anything you want. I mean, we could just put in Amazon.com, although that's a huge site. Not a lot of us are going to directly be competing with Amazon right now, right? But when you put in Amazon.com, you're going to get a report. In theory, if it loads, right? And so on this report, you're going to see their category rank. You're going to see their traffic. SimilarWeb is not always 100% correct and accurate, but it gives you an idea. So you see like where a lot of the traffic is coming from in terms of countries. You also see like sort of a split of the traffic sources, direct traffic, so who's typing in Amazon.com. Referrals, search, social, mail, display. And again, these are not 100% accurate on SimilarWeb, but it gives you an idea, because if you go, like, so here are the top referring sites. If you go to some other sites, like, and you see the search terms and, you know, you have some information here at SimilarWeb. I do check it out once in a while. If we go to, like, BuzzFeed, you can get a little bit more specific information in terms of maybe an example here. So you see their traffic. You see the geos or the countries in terms of traffic. And again, a lot of this isn't necessarily correct. I have friends that, and I've had sites that have millions of visitors a month, and it's kind of correct, but it gives you an idea. You'll see a lot of it comes from social. So you see, well, if I have a site like BuzzFeed, I need a lot of my traffic to come from social. Now, by the way, getting that to happen is a whole different thing without paying a ton, because Facebook is now pretty tough in terms of delivering traffic for free. But you can see they get 8% from referrals, and you see some of the websites referring them traffic. And so you can start to dig into what those websites are and kind of figure out how they might be getting traffic exactly. Social, so mostly coming from Facebook. And again, you have to figure out, well, How are they getting, how many fans do they have? Are they paying for that traffic from Facebook? And just, you know, see how many likes and shares the posts get. And there are tools, the posts get, I can't talk right now. And there are tools that help you to find out even the most popular Facebook posts. One is called, I'm going to tell you right now, the cheapest one that I've found, socialinsight.io. That's socialinsight.io, I believe. Let me let this load up here. Yeah, this is one of them. Start a 14-day trial. No, this is not it. Let's try again. Bow down. I'm in Las Vegas now. We're going to a concert tomorrow night. Should be good. All right, let me see here. Social. Yeah, that's it. Social. Okay, no, I got it wrong. I was almost right. Socialinsider.io. Socialinsider.io. Yeah, this is the one. There are others. There are others like this, but they cost way more. This one you can try for free. Socialinsider.io. And you see the pricing, like if you click the pricing page, $59 a month, 7-day free trial, but it's actually a pretty good service. It's a pretty good service. Like they have a lot of insight in terms of like competitors' posts on Facebook. So if you want to know what the most popular posts on Facebook was, you know, it says spot your competition's boosted content on Facebook. So what they're actually paying to boost. What type of content are your competitors boosting? Do they boost videos or blog posts? And monitor your competitors' hashtags on Instagram to, you know, da-da-da. This one is pretty good because the price is low. Some of these other ones cost hundreds of dollars a month for similar information. So in terms of Facebook posts, that's one that came to mind. The socialinsight.io is different. I think that's for scheduling and things like that. So socialinsider.io. SimilarWeb is good. And then we got bigbigads.com, which is a pretty sweet name, right? Bigbigads.com. And what is bigbigads.com? You can create a free account. And then basically you can see what popular Facebook posts are here. So if we put in like make money, right, we find 30,000 matching ads and we sort by the number of likes, for example. We can see like who's talking about make money. This is a pretty bad example. Let me take, let's just say jewelry. That's one of their, all right, so here's some jewelry. Sort by likes. And you can start to see this one has 445,000 likes. So this girl, Journey Spiritual Craft, they must be ballin'. And you can see this is in, I don't know what's going on here. You got to see, you got to figure out which country this is getting posted in. You can click it, and then all of these services usually have paid upgrades. Like big ads, you can see a lot for free, though. But this looks like it might be from the Philippines. I think that's Tagalog. You like my language? All right, over here you can set the country, though. It's locked. It's like a paid feature, I think. Let's just try setting it to the United States. Holla! Negative. You got to upgrade for that. So let's go down here. You can see, you know, this one's in India. The point, here's another one, 424,000 likes. Somebody's balling out. Trax NYC Custom Jewelry. Men's earrings, women's earrings, featured jewelry. So, I mean, I have no idea who they're selling to. I don't know what's going on here, but all I know is if you start looking into this, you use some of this stuff, you can figure out what these people are doing. Then you really are going to try to figure out who they're targeting and things like that. You could even start selling things in different countries. But the point is, in this video, it's just a quick reminder and a quick sort of delving into, in a quick way, competitive intelligence as a process, because you do it with almost everything and you can get ideas this way. I mean, who would have thought that selling rings in the Philippines might work out? All right, here's something in India. 357,000 likes. Luscious lace bracelet with rosette ring. That's the Indian currency. I think, I don't know, what's that called? It's not rubles, right? I don't know. I don't know the name. It's, I think it's RAKHS or something, right? Pay online or cash on delivery. So if you're in India, you could do cash on delivery. Now, a lot of these, so you can click and you can see where it goes. Or you can, right here, you can click. All right. So you can kind of see where it goes, see the website, see what's going on. And then with other tools, all right, they're just selling, you know, they're selling rings. With other tools, you can possibly, you know, depending on what you're trying to do, this is Facebook, but you start to figure out who they might be targeting by paying attention to other things, maybe other competitive intelligence tools. We'll get into that in future videos. So this is one that's good for Facebook ads because there's a lot you can do with this. You can put in a lot of things here, and if you upgrade, you can do a lot of things as well. I have nothing to do with big, big ads. I just thought it was – it actually gives you a lot of information for free. So that's why I'm bringing it up. The last one is AdBeat that I'm going to talk to you about in this video. So AdBeat is like people making big money. So you can say popular – you can see popular searches, lowermybills.com. All right. So AdBeat will show you like the biggest people running display ads online. Display are like banners, right? And native ads, video ads they do. They show people's landing pages. So, I mean, if you want to figure out how to make a lot of money online, well, go to AdBeat and see who's spending the most money with display ads and figure out, hopefully, if they're making a profit. Because just because somebody's spending a lot of money doesn't mean they're making a lot of profit. That's a whole, you know, that's another story. You don't know what their margins are. You don't know what their profit is. They might even be losing money up front and making money on the back end. So you have to figure out what I mean by that is with their upsells and the, you know, the things they're doing on the back end with selling stuff to their customers twice or three times if they have their email and, you know, with their email list and stuff like that. So, but it gives you a good, all of this stuff gives you a good ideas. You know, you really have to, it's just the tip of the iceberg though. I have to tell you, because as much as you can look at lowermybills.com and figure out their ads and everything else, then you have to go to their website, their business model, and then you can't copy them. I mean, you know, because they have a head start on you. So, you know, if you can do something better to improve the service or product, or you can do something a little bit different but similar, you know, it can give you ideas on what kind of ads you have to run, where you have to run them. I think in the paid version, it'll tell you. It'll tell you where they are actually running. Are they running on Google Ads, or AdWords, I should say, right? Or other ad display ad networks. It'll give you a lot more information than it does, I think, just in this free version here. We have the paid version somewhere of AdBeat. So these are all the some of the ads. It's pretty cool. You know, for lowermybills.com, you get ad copy here for free. I'm not even, you know, I haven't paid for this. I haven't logged in, I should say. So AdBeat is another great source of competitive intelligence. And then you look at people's websites and their landing page and all of this stuff. And really, it just depends how big you are, how many employees you have, what you're actually going to do. Because once you get all this information, that's great. But doing it is a different story, and how long it's going to, you know, how good you can create, how good you can make your landing page, how long it's going to take you to create each portion of whatever business you're going to try to do that's similar to your competitors. And you have to really realistically think how long that's going to take. If you're already a big business, then this you can do more, and this becomes even more valuable. But paying attention to every detail, I can't emphasize enough. And the final thing is that your competitors can, of course, also become your partners in the future. You can promote each other's items and products and services and set up a commission agreement or some sort of mutual advertising agreement where you advertise each other's products. And so so I think this can be a very good thing. And I definitely, this is the key to everything. No matter what course you take, it doesn't matter. I'll solve every course for you, and we're going to sell courses, and I think they're going to be great. But I'm going to tell you right now, all you have to do, if you want to make money, look at what other people are doing and do something better or similar. But you have to pay attention to every part of it. And sometimes when you change the littlest thing, it means that it's not going to work. So if you think you're going to do something similar, but it's different, and you change something and you run ads, you're going to get different results. I mean, every little thing can matter. So you just have to adjust and keep it moving. So I hope this has at least helped get your mind going. I can't emphasize enough how important this is. And I hope it's really helped you. I'm kind of tired when I'm recording this. And this is Nicholas Upchurch for Believe. And I think we really want to help you succeed and help you make more money and help you to find true success and be healthy, help you with understanding, maybe finding some positive in world news and finding out what's going on in our universe. So, of course, our website is www.believe.love. Subscribe on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. And leave us comments, ask questions. I'm here to help you. So it's an honor if I can help you. And we're going to give you more valuable videos. We have hundreds for free. So much valuable content, interviews with business leaders, CEOs, Jim Rogers, billionaire investor. So much great stuff for free for you. So it's an honor to bring that to you. All you have to do is share the links and take action. Try to have success. And if you have success, if this helps you, let us know in the comments on our site, believe.love, or on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. So I will talk to you again soon. Have a great day or night, wherever you may be.